Siddhartha became thoughtful.
Siddhartha se zamislio.
When they continued on their travel through the town, they saw someone who appeared very, very distressed.
I kako su nastavili svoje putovanje kroz grad, oni su odjednom vidjeli jednu osobu koja je izgledala vrlo, vrlo nesretno.
Up till this time, Siddhartha had only seen people who had a smile on their face.
Do tog trenutka Siddhartha je samo viđao ljude koji su imali osmijeh na svom licu.
So Siddhartha looked at the person.
I Siddhartha je pogledao tu osobu.
And he saw that his arm, it was all wet and something was coming out.
I on je pogledao i vidio da je njegova ruka bila sva mokra i da je nešto, da se nešto cijedilo iz nje.
What is this? Asked Siddhartha.
Što je to? Pitao je Siddhartha.
Oh, said Ishan, your questions today are not very intelligent.
Rekao je Ishan, tvoja pitanja danas nisu baš naročito inteligentna.
This is a disease. Every one of us will get diseased.
To je bolest. Svako od nas se razboli jednog dana.
Also me?
Ja.
Da. They went onwards and finally saw an old man.
Oni su nastavili dalje i konačno su vidjeli jednog starog čovjeka.
Very old.
Vrlo starog.
Grey hair.
Sa sjedom kosom.
He couldn't walk and see properly and saliva was coming from his mouth.
On je jedva hodao i nije mogao vidjeti pravilno i slina je izlazila iz njegovih usta.
What is this?
Što je ovo?
Old age.
Starost.
I also will become old.
Ja ću isto starit?
Da. Then this is the last thing they saw.
I zatim ovo je zadnja stvar koju su vidjeli.
All of a sudden out of a house, you know, four men came carrying someone on top of the thing.
Odjednom su vidjeli neku nosiljku i četvero ljudi kako je nose i izlaze iz kuće.
And there was a wife wailing.
I tu je bila neka žena koja je jadikovala.
Moj muž, moj muž. That's all right. Moj muž, why have you left me?
Moj muž, zašto si me napustio?
And she was just trying to catch the man. Don't take him away.
I ona je pokušavala uhvatiti tog čovjeka i vikala je, nemojte ga odnijeti.
It's all right, it's all right, they said, the men.
Oni su rekli, sve u redu, sve u redu.
What is this? Asked Siddhartha.
Što je ovo? Pitao je Siddhartha.
Oh, he has left his body.
Oh, on je napustio svoje tijelo.
He is dead.
On je mrtav.
Every one of us has who is born,
svatko od nas tko je rođen,
will get diseased,
će se razboliti,
old,
ostarit će,
and finally experience death,
i konačno će doživjeti smrt.
Young prince, why are you asking this question? Said Ishana.
Mladi prince, zašto postavljaš ta pitanja? Rekao je Ishana.
I never knew.
Ja to nikad nisam znao.
I only saw beautiful things.
Ja sam vidio samo lijepe stvari.
But now I see the true face of reality.
Ali sada vidim pravo lice realnosti.
And he took away his crown.
I skinuo je svoju krunu.
His beautiful dress.
Svoju lijepu odjeću.
He went to a beggar.
Otišao do prosjaka.
And told him, give me your simple clothes. You get my crown.
I rekao mu je, daj mi svoju jednostavnu odjeću, možeš zadržati moju krunu.
And then he walked and walked and walked.
I onda je hodao i hodao i hodao.
He did not stop.
Nije stao.
Until finally he arrived at a tree.
Dok konačno nije stigao do drveta.
Sat down.
Sjeo.
And meditated.
I počeo meditirati.
For a long time actually.
Dugo vremena zapravo.
And finally he found out the reality.
I konačno je našao realnost.
We are just passing through here.
Mi samo prolazimo ovuda.
We are eternal.
Mi smo vječni.
Due to illusion, we forget that.
Zbog iluzije mi to zaboravljamo.
And many people came actually from all over India to see him.
I mnogi su ljudi zapravo došli iz Indije da ga vide.
The place where he sat can be visited still by you today.
Mjesto na kojem je sjedio i dan danas možete posjetiti.
It is in Bodh Gaya.
To je u Buddha Gaya.
But the young prince changed his name.
Ali mladi princ je promijenio svoje ime.
He took a new name.
On je dobio novo ime.
Just like we also do.
Upravo kao što i mi dobivamo nova imena.
I think some of you might know who he is.
Mislim da neki od vas možda znaju tko je on bio.
Buddha, yes. This is Lord Buddha actually.
Da, to je bio gospodin Buddha.
Who taught us about reality.
Koji nas je naučio nešto o realnosti.
So I must tell you this story played a great role in my own personal development.
Moram vam reći da je ta priča odigrala vrlo važnu ulogu u mom osobnom razvoju.
I guess every one of us has a personal I'm sure every one of us has a personal individual way and approach of spiritual life.
Vjerujem da svatko od vas ima osoban pristup duhovnom životu.
And because it is so personal, I want to tell you my own personal story.
A pošto je to toliko osobno, ja vam želim ispričati svoju osobnu priču.
It started in my mind, I have to go back 25 years or so.
U svom umu ja se moram vratiti oko 25 godina unazad.
At that time I was not Satchinandan Swami.
U to vrijeme nisam bio Satchinandan Swami.
I was a totally different person.
Ja sam bio potpuno drugačija osoba.
And I was standing at the open graveyard of a friend.
I stajao sam pred otvorenim grobom prijatelja.
He was my best friend actually.
On je bio zapravo moj najbolji prijatelj.
We were doing music together.
Mi smo zajedno svirali.
And philosophizing together and traveling together.
Filozofirali i putovali zajedno.
We once were also in Croatia together.
Mi smo bili jednom i u Hrvatskoj zajedno.
We came to through Zagreb also.
Prošli smo kroz Zagreb također.
In the summer.
U ljeto je to bilo.
Everyone was at the seaside.
Svi su bili na moru.
Pula.
Puli.
Puli, yes, and so on. So, because I was his best friend, they asked me to be the first to put the earth on the carcass.
Pošto sam ja bio njegov najbolji prijatelj, oni su me zatražili, zamolili da ja prvi bacim zemlju na njegov ljes.
And I just couldn't do it.
Ja to jednostavno nisam mogao učiniti.
I couldn't say doviđenja.
Ja nisam mogao reći doviđenja.
Because I just couldn't accept that he is gone, that he is no longer there.
Ja jednostavno nisam mogao prihvatiti da je on otišao, da više nije tu.
Intuitively at that time I thought he is not here for sure, but he is somewhere else. He has not stopped to exist.
Ja sam intuitivno shvatio da on možda nije baš ovdje, ali da negdje drugdje mora postojati, da on nije prestao postojati.
I became at that time very angry at the world.
I u tom trenutku sam postao vrlo ljut na svijet.
I was very young.
Ja sam vrlo mlad.
Where has he gone? Who has taken him away?
Kuda je otišao? Od koga je odveo?
Maybe God.
Možda Bog.
Then I don't like you.
Onda mi se ne sviđaš.
And I thought at that time, let me find out whether life goes on, is eternal.
I u tom trenutku sam odlučio, hajde da istražim, da vidim da li se život nastavlja, da li je vječan.
So I don't want to bore you how it went on.
I ne želim vam dosađivati sa nastavkom te priče, kako to išlo dalje.
But I think the question here is a good one for all of us.
Ali mislim da je pitanje ovdje vrlo dobro za sve nas.
Are we just the body?
Jesmo li mi samo ovo tijelo?
Who dies at the time of death?
Koje umire u trenutku smrti?
Is the birth our beginning and the death our ending?
Da li je rođenje naš početak, a smrt naš kraj?
Are we some chemical robots? Robot?
Jesmo li mi neki kemijski roboti?
With somehow a genetic codex which has programmed us to fight for survival all the time.
Sa nekim genetskim kodeksom koji nas programira tako da se konstantno borimo za opstanak.
Or is a person, is every one of you something else?
Ili je svatko od nas nešto drugo?
Something which is in the body.
Nešto što se nalazi u tijelu.
And this is a very good question, and I want to solve it with all of you here. I hope maybe it's possible.
I to je vrlo dobro pitanje i ja ga želim riješiti sa svima ovdje vama zajedno i mislim da je to možda moguće.
I want to make a little experiment with you.
Želim napraviti sa vama jedan mali eksperiment.
And I will also ask the question.
I također ću postaviti pitanje.
I'm warning you already.
Upozoravam vas već.
Please, everyone in the room, go back in your memory as far as you can.
Molim vas, svi vi vratite se nazad u svom sjećanju toliko daleko koliko god možete.
What is your earliest memory?
Koja su vaša najranija sjećanja?
Where were you at that time?
Gdje ste bili u to vrijeme?
Who was with you?
Ko je bio sa vama?
You were alone?
Bili ste sami?
Or maybe a relative, like a brother, or your parents were there?
Ili je to možda bio neki rođak sa vama, ili braća, ili nešto?
I really would like to ask one of you.
Stvarno bih htio pitati nekog od vas.
If you feel it is too private and you don't want to speak before everyone, you can say...
Ako mislite da je previše privatno i ne želite to otvoreno reći pred drugima, možete reći, ne želim reći.
Maybe you, would you like to tell us?
Možda bi nam ti htjela reći?
Ja sam bila u travnu sa svojom mamom i bila zima.
She was in a tram with her mother, and
yes,
it was winter or cold. The window was, icy, a little bit or foggy, and you could draw some pictures of it.
How did you feel?
Kako si se osjećala? I was very happy, and my mother wanted to draw something.
On the picture?
Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
I was too impatient, and I brushed everything off, and then started crying because... Because I spoiled what my mother made.
Now I have a question for you.
Sad imam pitanje za tebe.
How big was your body at that time?
Kako je bilo veliko tvoje tijelo u to vrijeme? 3 years.
That's 3 years, but how? Like this? Now, okay. Where is this body now?
Sada postavljamo pitanje, gdje je to tijelo sada? Here, she says.
Really?
Stvarno?
I think you make a mistake.
Mislim da si napravila pogrešku.
Let me explain.
Ona kaže, ispravila se sada, kaže, više nemam to isto tijelo, da.
But you have come here many times.
Ti si očigledno došla ovdje više puta, jel?
But here, this is a very interesting case.
Ali to je vrlo zanimljiv slučaj.
The first answer was, well, here it is, the body.
Prvi je odgovor bio, tu je tijelo.
And when I said, are you sure?
Onda kad sam pitao, jesi li sigurna?
Then she said, no, actually not.
Onda je ona rekla, ne, zapravo nije.
So this shows a little dilemma, isn't it?
To pokazuje malu dilemu, zar ne?
And I want to I'm very thankful. You made a very nice point. Thank you very much. You get a... Anyways, very good. Dobro.
U svakom slučaju, poanta je bila vrlo dobra.
Here, the body which is now here,
tijelo koje je sada ovdje,
of a young girl,
mlade djevojke,
is totally different.
Je potpuno različita.
All the cells, the scientists say, of the physical body change every 7 years.
Sve stanice ovog tijela, znanstvenici kažu, mijenjaju se svakih 7 godina.
That means when I'm 14 years old,
to znači kad ja imam 14 godina,
all the elements are different than they all the cells are different than they were when I was only 7 years old.
Sve stanice su tada različite od onih koje su bile tu kada sam imao 7 godina.
The cells are constantly replaced.
Te stanice se konstantno mijenjaju.
Our body is constantly changing.
Naše tijelo se neprekidno mijenja.
Even now it is imperceptibly being changed.
Čak i sada ono se nevidljivo mijenja.
That's why our body goes from, you know, it goes from the small forms to the very let us say healthy form of a young man or woman.
I zato se naše tijelo mijenja od tijela malog djeteta do snažnog i zdravog tijela mladića ili djevojke,
to old age,
do starosti.
But still we all have the feeling that we are the same.
No međutim ipak mi svi uvijek imamo taj osjećaj da smo mi isti.
We imagine someone would stay for a long, long time in a foreign country like America and then come back to his parents after 20 years. They would embrace him. Dobro došli, mili voj.
Zamislite da netko dođe iz Amerike nakon što je bio odsutan dugo godina, onda bi ga svi zagrlili i rekli bi mu dobrodošao milivoj.
Who is that milivoj?
Tko je taj milivoj?
The body is not the milivoj.
Tijelo nije milivoj.
The milivoj body is long changed.
Milivojevo tijelo se već davno promijenilo.
What is the same?
Što je isto?
It is a metaphysical, not a physical entity.
To je duša, da, to nije fizičko, već metafizičko biće.
Just like electricity becomes visible to us in the bulb.
Upravo kao što struja postaje vidljiva za nas u žarulji.
We can see the presence of the soul by consciousness.
Mi možemo vidjeti prisutnost duše u tijelu po svjesnosti.
Which is emanating through the body.
Koja prožima ovo tijelo.
From the palate to the ear, you are conscious.
Od palca do vrha glave vi ste svjesni.
At the time of death, this soul leaves.
U trenutku smrti ta duša odlazi.
And with it the consciousness.
I sa njom također i svjesnost.
Imagine I would now take a stone and throw it into the lamp, the blue lamp.
Zamislite da sada uzmem kamen i bacim ga u ovu plavu žarulju ovdje.
The light would go out.
Svjetlo bi nestalo.
And I would say I have killed the electricity.
Ja bih rekao ubio sam struju.
See, the light is no longer there.
Vidite, više svjetla nema.
That is not reality.
Ali to nije stvarnost.
The soul, in a similar way, well, the body may be destroyed at the time of death.
Vidite, tijelo može biti uništeno u trenutku smrti.
And we might put it under the earth.
I mi ga možemo položiti pod zemlju.
And we might cry.
I možemo plakati.
But the soul, actually, this consciousness has gone on.
Ali duša zapravo sa svjesnošću nastavlja dalje.
I found this answer in the Bhagavad Gita and this solved my question at the grave.
Ja sam našao taj odgovor u Bhagavad Giti i to je riješilo moje pitanje na groblju.
My friend actually had not stopped to be.
Moj prijatelj zapravo nije prestao postojati.
He has gone on.
On je nastavio dalje.
Where?
Kamo?
I can't tell you.
Ne mogu vam reći.
I can speculate about it.
Mogu spekulirati o tome.
But so can you.
Ali možete to isto tako i vi.
He has left everything behind.
On je sve ostavio za sobom.
How tragical.
Kako tragično.
When Buddha actually understood this, he thought this life is useless.
Kada to Buddha shvatio, on je pomislio, ovaj materijalni život je zapravo beskoristan.
One works so hard.
Osoba toliko teško radi.
One becomes identified.
Osoba se poistovjeti.
One wants to keep things for his own.
Želi zadržati stvari za sebe.
Like friends and relationships.
Kao prijatelje i odnose.
But cruelly we are all urged on by the force of time to go.
Ali okrutno mi smo tjerani napred pod utjecajem vremena da idemo dalje i dalje.
This human form of life, however, gives us the opportunity to become self-realized.
No, međutim, ovaj ljudski oblik života pruža nam priliku da postanemo samospoznati.
We can conquer birth and death.
Mi možemo nadvladati rođenje i smrt.
Stop the process of birth the samsara.
Mi možemo zaustaviti taj proces samsare.
This samsara, the wheel of birth and death, is going on in the universe.
Ta samsara, kotač rođenja i smrti, se okreće u ovom svemiru.
Constantly the eternal soul is leaving old material body and going to the new one.
Neprekidno se to zbiva, ova duhovna duša napušta materijalno tijelo i nastavlja dalje.
All of you here and the rest of Zagreb and Europe has a long, long journey behind them.
Svi vi ovdje i čitav ostatak Zagreba i Europe imate vrlo dugo putovanje.
Through the different life forms.
Kroz različite oblike života.
We came through the plants.
Mi smo došli kroz biljke.
Through the birds. Insects.
Kroz
the birds.
Insekte.
Four-legged animals.
Četveronožne životinje.
We are now for a flash in eternity in the human body.
I mi smo sada za vrlo kratko vrijeme, poput bljeska, u ovom ljudskom obliku tijela.
And we will go on.
I mi ćemo nastaviti dalje.
According to what consciousness we develop in this life.
U skladu sa svjesnošću koju razvijemo u ovom životu.
You know, we were talking about the consciousness.
Vidite, mi smo govorili o svjesnosti.
As a symptom of the soul.
Kao simptomu duše.
Just like light is coming from the bulb.
Upravo kao što svjetlo dolazi iz žarulje.
You can see electricity is there because light is there.
Vi možete vidjeti da je struja tu zato što je svjetlo tu.
In the same way you can see the person, the soul is there as long as there's consciousness in the body.
Na isti način možete vidjeti da je osoba prisutna u tijelu dok god postoji svjesnost u tijelu.
So this consciousness, because we are in illusion, becomes colored.
I ta svjesnost, pošto se mi nalazimo u iluziji, postaje obojena.
Or covered.
Ili prekrivena.
We become identified with our body.
Mi se poistovjećujemo sa tim našim tijelom.
I am a German.
Ja sam Njemac.
I'm an Englishman.
Ja sam Englez.
I'm a Japanese.
Ja sam Japanac.
I'm a man.
Ja sam muškarac.
I'm a woman.
Ja sam žena.
I'm intelligent.
Ja sam inteligentan.
Or strong.
Ili snažan.
But this is not our real identity.
Ali to nije naš pravi identitet.
That is our colored consciousness.
To je naša obojena svjesnost.
And according to this colored consciousness,
i prema toj obojenoj svjesnosti,
we waste our life.
Mi tratimo naš život.
With a large ego.
Sa lažnim ja.
In a cosmic lie.
U kozmičkoj laži.
Which will... I want to tell you something very important for spiritual life.
Sada vam želim reći nešto vrlo važno za duhovni život.
It's how to keep your consciousness intact so that you will travel on in the best way possible.
A to je kako da sačuvate svoju, kako da održite svoju svjesnost na takav način da putujete na najbolji mogući način.
The essence of spiritual life is to control your mind.
Suština duhovnog života je kontroliranje uma.
Because everything which comes in your mind comes also in your consciousness.
Jer sve što uđe u vaš um, ući će i u vašu svjesnost.
For instance, you see, let us say, all of a sudden Michael Jackson would be here.
Na primjer, recimo da vidite da se u jednom trenutku stvori ovdje Michael Jackson.
You would see it and there would be in your mind, you would think, ooh, that's Michael Jackson.
Vi bi ga vidjeli u svom umu, vi bi pomislili, oh, to je Michael Jackson.
You would start. And you would be only conscious about Michael Jackson.
On bi počeo sa svojim plesom i vi bi bili samo svjesni Michael Jackson.
If your friends would ask you how was the Sunday feast,
ako bi vas vaši prijatelji pitali kako je bilo na nedjeljnom festivalu,
you would most probably blurt out Michael Jackson.
Vi bi najvjerojatnije rekli Michael Jackson.
Just as a point of interest, we have given him our books and pictures and he likes them very much.
Čisto ovako radi zabavim možda interesantno, mi smo mu dali naše knjige i naše slike i on je bio vrlo zainteresiran.
He said to the devotee, please give me all the books and all the pictures which you have.
On je rekao tom bhakti, molim te daj mi sve knjige i sve slike koje imate.
I must be self-realized.
Moram postati samospoznat.
This is too much.
To je već previše, svega dosta.
Yes. So hopefully we will hear soon a Hare Krishna hit from him.
I nadamo se da ćemo uskoro čuti Hare Krishna hit Michael Jacksona.
So you see, what is in your mind, that is what you are conscious or aware of.
Vidite, ono što se nalazi u vašem umu, to je ono čega ste svjesni.
Now sometimes in our philosophy we say the mind is like a mirror.
Vidite, ponekad mi u našoj filozofiji kažemo da je um poput ogledala.
And this is certainly true.
I to je svakako istina.
When you clean a mirror and you look into it,
kada očistite ogledalo i pogledate u njega,
you can see yourself.
Možete vidjeti sebe.
In the same way, if you purify your mind,
na isti način ako pročistite svoj um
from illusions,
od iluzija,
you can clearly understand your eternal self, part and parcel of Krishna.
Možete jasno shvatiti svoje vječno osobeno biće, to je da djelić čestica i djelić čestica Krishne.
So that's why we use the example of a mirror.
Mi zbog toga koristimo taj primjer ogledala.
We want to clean our mind.
Mi želimo pročistiti naš um.
Purify it.
Pročistiti ga.
So that we are not so disturbed by what happens.
Više nije uznemiren sa onim što se zbiva.
But equipoised.
Već da je uravnotežen.
But a mirror is a unique thing.
No, međutim, ogledalo je jedinstvena stvar.
In another sense, the mind is not like a mirror.
U drugom pak smislu um nije poput ogledala.
Have you ever thought about the mirror?
Jeste li ikada razmišljali o ogledalu?
It is there.
Ono je tu.
And some object or a person comes before it.
I neki objekt ili osoba dođe pred njega.
Then the person or the object goes.
Onda osoba ili objekt ode.
And there is no trace left in the mirror.
I nema niti traga, ništa ne ostaje u ogledalu.
And it goes so brzo.
I to se zbiva toliko brzo.
You know, in the morning there might be a person who was brushing his teeth before the mirror.
Ujutro je možda bila tu neka osoba koja je četkala svoje zube pred ogledalom.
Me.
I tiskala prištiće.
But in the mirror is nothing left of that.
No međutim u ogledalu nije ostalo ništa od toga.
Even a millisecond later you can come and look in the mirror, there's nothing left.
Čak i milisekundu kasnije možete doći pogledati u ogledalo i više ništa neće biti
tamo. No KGB can get the secret out of the mirror.
Nikakav KGB čovjek ne može naći, otkriti nekakvu tajnu, tajni ostatak u ogledalu.
It is a unique thing.
To je jedinstvena stvar.
This doesn't appear anywhere else.
To se nigdje drugdje ne pojavlja.
On the floor you can still see, find something, some dust.
Na podu još uvijek možete naći neku možda prašinu, neke ostatke, tragove.
Now your mind is not like that.
Ali naš um nije takav.
Everything you see,
sve što vidite,
and hear,
i čujete,
or think,
ili mislite,
becomes a permanent impression in the mind.
Ostaje stalni otisak, ostavlja stalni otisak u vašem umu.
Just almost like clay, where you
gotovo kao sa glinom,
glinom
gdje, koju pritišćete.
Mm-hmm. It is actually stated, all the impressions what you have seen are there in your mind.
Zapravo tako rečeno je da sve što ste vidjeli, svi ti dojmovi ostaju u vašem.
It is actually stated all the impressions what you have seen are there in your mind.
Zapravo tako rečeno je da sve što ste vidjeli, svi ti dojmovi ostaju u vašem umu, prisutni.
Form your nature.
I oblikuju vašu prirodu.
Some people, for instance, are very, very afraid to drink hot drinks.
Na primjer, neki ljudi se strašno plaše piti vruće napitke.
They wait very long before the tea is cold.
Oni vrlo dugo čekaju prije nego što se čaj ohladi.
Sorry. It's all right now.
Sada u redu.
So,
why? Zašto?
Or some girls do not want to have sex life.
Ili neke djevojke ne žele imati seks.
They are very afraid of it.
Strašno se plaše toga.
Others feel a spontaneous attraction towards certain forms of music.
Drugi osjećaju spontanu privlačnost prema različitim oblicima glazbe.
Why all these?
Zašto je to sve tako?
It's because of impressions which are in your mind.
To je zbog otisaka u našem umu.
Some are even there in from your babyhood.
Neki su tu još od vašeg djetinjstva.
Some are there before your babyhood.
Neki su tu od prije vašeg djetinjstva.
In a previous life.
Iz prethodnog života.
That's why in your mind all of a sudden certain pictures appear.
Zato se u vašem umu ponekad sasvim iznenada pojave neke slike.
Where you have not seen the originals in this life.
Kojih niste vidjeli originale u ovom životu.
The sanskaras, the impressions.
Sanskara su dojmovi, otisci.
From many lifetimes.
Iz mnogih različitih života.
From your material natures and your character.
Oni formiraju vašu prirodu, vaš karakter.
That's why every human being is so complex.
Zato je svako ljudsko biće toliko kompleksno.
And sometimes very complicated.
I ponekad vrlo komplicirano.
So in that's why people are forced to act like they do.
Zato su ljudi prisiljeni da djeluju na način na koji djeluju.
You have sometimes maybe tried to change your life, huh?
Vi ste možda ponekad pokušali promijeniti svoj život.
To be not so egoistic.
Da ne budete tako egoistični.
To be more spiritual.
Da budete više spiritualni.
To be not so attached.
Da ne budete toliko vezani.
Or afraid.
Ili uplašeni.
But have you noticed it was impossible?
Ali jeste li primijetili da je to bilo nemoguće?
Because you are what is impressed in you.
Jer vi ste ono što je u vas otisnuto.
Therefore, no one of us can play a role.
Stoga nitko od nas ne može igrati nikakvu ulogu.
We have to face the reality.
Mi se moramo suočiti sa realnošću.
The way we are, we are.
Takvi kakvi jesmo, jesmo.
Better not to cheat ourselves and others.
Bolje da ne varamo sebe i druge.
Now, this is a very heavy thing to say.
Ovo je vrlo teška stvar koju smo izrekli.
I'm saying that since many lifetimes the impressions forming your character.
Ja sam rekao da kroz mnoge živote otisci, odnosno dojmovi, formiraju vaš karakter.
Then is it possible to change anything?
Da li onda moguće išta promijeniti?
Is it really possible to become free?
Da li je uistinu moguće postati slobodan?
To transform?
Transformirati se?
Become a free individual?
Postati slobodna individua?
Is it also possible to become free from birth, death, old age and disease?
Da li je također moguće osloboditi se rođenja, starosti, bolesti i smrti?
It is.
Yeah.
But not by a material process.
Ali ne materijalnim procesom.
The way it is described that by transcendental sound vibration.
Opisano da uz pomoć transcendentalne zvučne vibracije.
And by spiritual life.
I uz pomoć duhovnog života.
New and very deep impressions come into the mind.
Novi i vrlo duboki dojmovi dolaze u um.
And gradually. As you make advancement, the old ones are coming out, getting.
I postupno kako vi napredujete, stari odlaze, napuštaju vas.
It's like, you know, in a desert where they are not desert. You know, when you have these country paths, where there was rain and then animals came.
To je kao na onim seoskim putevima, tu je možda padala kiša, blato je, onda su životinje došle.
And then the sun comes and it dries and it stays.
I onda dođe sunce i onda se to osuši.
All your minds, all our minds are like this.
Svi naši umovi su takvi.
It is there what our father said when we were young.
To je tu unutra što je naš otac rekao kada smo bili mladi.
Don't do this, then you are not a good boy.
Nemoj to činiti, onda nisi dobar dečko ako to radiš.
You don't get milk and bananas.
I nećeš onda dobiti mlijeko i banane.
Mm-hmm. Do this.
Radi ovo.
It is the impressions the schools leave in us as to
the dojmovi koje škola ostavila na nas.
Yes, even I sometimes I wake up in the night and I'm thinking I'm in the examination.
Čak i ja se ponekad probudim usred noći i mislim da sam na ispitu.
Goes very deep.
To ide vrlo duboko.
In our Russia concert, there were our theaters from theater stars from Zagreb.
Na našem ruskom koncertu bile su naše zvijezde teatra iz Zagreba.
And they made a theater on the educational system.
I napravili su teatar, dramu o obrazovnom sistemu.
We don't need no education. You know,
ne treba, znate tu pjesmu, naravno, ne treba nam obrazovanje.
I think we need a lot of education.
Mislim da nama treba puno obrazovanja.
Spiritual education.
Duhovnog obrazovanja.
And when we are still in the young, we also need to learn languages and so on in the school.
I dok smo mladi također naravno trebamo naučiti jezike i slične stvari u školi.
Yes, but my point is the first romance is there.
Ali moja poanta je tu, tu je prva romansa.
Everything is there.
Sve tu.
So deep.
Toliko duboko.
Even from other lifetimes.
Čak iz drugih života dojmovi su tu otisci.
But when on that country road.
Ali kada na tu seosku cestu, na taj seoski put.
Fresh rain comes.
Padne svježa nova kiša.
Then something can be changed.
Onda se nešto može promijeniti.
So in spiritual life we understand we want to have new impressions.
I u duhovnom životu mi shvaćamo, mi želimo imati nove dojmove.
Therefore we are chanting Hare Krishna.
Stoga mi pjevamo Hare Krishna.
With deep concentration.
Sa dubokom koncentracijom.
Very deep.
Vrlo dubokom.
Every syllable we want to hear.
Svaki slog mi želimo čuti.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, like this. Yes. So that there are new impressions.
Tako da dođu novi dojmovi.
With the eyes we see the wonderful forms of Krishna.
Našim očima mi gledamo prekrasne oblike Krishne.
We hear about spiritual discussions.
Mi slušamo duhovne diskusije.
Everyone can do this everywhere in the world.
Svatko to može učiniti svagdje u svijetu.
And in this way new impressions are made.
I na taj način stvaraju se novi dojmovi.
See our mind, you can compare it to a river.
Vidite, naš um mi možemo usporediti sa rijekom.
Since a long time the river goes in the same riverbed, the same direction always.
Od davnine rijeka teče istim koritom.
If you want it to flow in a different way.
Ako želite da teče nekim drugim putem,
you have to build a new riverbed.
Morate joj izgraditi novo korito.
So if you want your mind and your thoughts and your consciousness to go in a different way, in a spiritual way.
Stoga ako želite da, da vaš um i vaša svjesnost ide u drugom pravcu, u duhovnom pravcu.
It's not enough to change the dress.
Nije dovoljno promijeniti samo odjeću.
Or the address.
Ili adresu.
Or any external thing.
Ili bilo koju izvanjsku stvar.
It is important to create new impressions in your life.
Važno je stvoriti nove dojmove u životu.
Therefore I want to also tell this to all our friends.
Stoga to želim također ispričati svim našim prijateljima.
Many times our movement is looked upon by outsiders with misunderstandings.
Vrlo često naš pokret ljudi izvana gledaju sa krivim razumijevanjem.
And the reason is that young aspirants misunderstand something.
A razlog za to je da mladi aspiranti nešto krivo shvaćaju.
The new aspirant thing, if I just leave everything behind and move in the temple, my life is fulfilled.
Mladi aspirant obično misli, ako sve ostavim za sobom i samo odem u hram, onda je moj život ispunjen.
If I change my external circumstances.
Ako promijenim svoje izvanjske okolnosti.
But that is not actually true.
Ali to zapravo nije istina.
We have to internally change.
Mi se trebamo promijeniti iznutra.
By a very deep understanding of spiritual life.
Pomoću vrlo dubokog shvaćanja duhovnog života.
Of course, outer circumstances can help.
Naravno, izvanjske okolnosti mogu pomoći.
But the main work is to change internally. Somehow.
Ali glavni posao je promijeniti se iznutra.
Therefore, I want to give you a few helpful advices.
Stoga vam želim dati nekoliko dobrih savjeta koji mogu pomoći.
Which will help you to create a new flow in your life.
Koji mogu pomoći da se stvori novi tok u vašem životu.
By making a new impression in your life.
Stvarajući novi otisak u vašem životu.
There's the first thing, please be very enthusiastic for spiritual life.
Prva stvar je, molim vas, budite vrlo entuzijastični za duhovni život.
And be perseverant.
I budite uporni.
Be strong.
Budite snažni,
determined,
odlučni.
This age is a very materialistic age.
Ovo doba je vrlo materialističko doba.
You cannot expect that the whole society will change overnight.
Ne možete očekivati da će se čitavo društvo promijeniti u toku noći.
Then also be patient.
Također budite strpljivi.
My spiritual master gives a very interesting little anecdote about it.
Moj duhovni učitelj je dao predstavio jednu zgodnu anegdotu u vezi sa tim.
It's about the woman who meets her husband for the first time.
To je anegdota o mužu koji sreće svog ženi koja sreće svog muža po prvi put.
In an intimate way.
Na intiman način.
And in the morning demands, where is my baby?
I ujutro zahtijeva, traži, gdje je moje dijete?
I thought this is how the baby comes.
Ja sam mislila da se na taj način pravi beba.
No, it will take time.
Ne, treba će nešto vremena.
9 months.
9 mjeseci.
Minimum.
Najmanje.
So a little patience must be there.
Dakle, malo strpljivosti mora biti tu.
Also when we begin to chant Hare Krishna.
Također kad mi počnemo pjevati Hare Krishna.
Read in the books.
Čitati knjige.
Come to the Sunday feast.
Dolaziti na nedeljni festival.
And associate with the devotees.
I družimo se sa baktama.
It will take some time.
Treba će nešto vremena.
But you can make it shorter the time.
Ali možete skratiti to vrijeme.
If you are more deep in it.
Ako ste dublje u svemu tome.
Yes, you understand this point with the impressions, the sanskara.
Shvaćate tu poantu sa dojmovima, sanskarama.
Then, next advice is, let us practice all with those things in our life which elevate us.
I onda sljedeća stvar je da odlučimo, hajde da prakticiramo sve ono u životu što će nas uzdizati.
Let us strictly avoid that what degenerates our consciousness.
Hajde da striktno izbjegavamo ono što degradira našu svijest.
Mental hygiene.
Mentalna higijena.
If you think of bad feelings towards someone,
ako razmišljate o lošim osjećajima prema nekome,
that's not very good.
To baš nije jako dobro.
Not good.
To baš nije jako dobro.
So and practice the spiritual processes.
Prakticirajte duhovne procese.
Have association with devotees.
Družite se sa baktama.
And be careful with the association with materialists.
I budite pažljivi u svom druženju sa materialistima.
Most of us are associating with these with materialistic minded people.
Većina nas se druži sa materialističkim ljudima.
Does it mean when we come to spiritual life we should run away from them?
Da li to znači da kad dođemo u duhovni život da trebamo pobjeći od njih?
No, we should learn the difference between giving association and taking association.
Ne, mi moramo naučiti razlikovati između davanja društva i prihvaćanja društva.
Taking association means that you come down on the level which your partner, your conversation partner is.
Prihvaćati društvo znači da se spustite na nivo na kojem se nalazi vaš sugovornik.
When he says the Americans are idiots, you go da da.
Kada on kaže Amerikanci su idioti, vi kažete da da.
When he says Germans are very nice, you go da da.
Kada on kaže Njemci su jako dobri, vi kažete da da.
This is the meaning of taking association.
To je značenje riječi prihvaćanja društva, druženja.
Now I want to make it clear, I'm not against or for the Americans or the Germans, I'm just giving an example.
Želim naravno napomenuti da ja nisam niti protiv niti za Amerikance ili Njemce, ja samo pokušavam predstaviti poantu.
An example of someone who does not reflect on his own.
Primjer, želim predstaviti primjer nekoga koji sam ne razmišlja.
Or is afraid to take his own standpoint.
Ili se boji zauzeti svoje vlastito stanovište.
So in spiritual life you have to give association.
I u duhovnom životu vi morate dati druženje.
Talk about Krishna.
Govorite o Krišni.
Maybe sometimes in small doses.
Možda ponekad u malim dozama.
But give association.
Ali dajte druženje.
Help others to appreciate the true value of life.
Pomozite drugima da cijene pravu vrijednost života.
So that they also one day can go the path which young Siddhartha took.
Tako da i oni jednog dana mogu krenuti putem kojim je išao mladi Siddhartha.
So I want to thank you very much for giving a patient hearing.
I želim vam se svima zahvaliti na strpljivom slušanju.
Also, even now I have not been able to master the Croatian language.
Još do danas nisam uspio savladati hrvatski jezik.
But Navadvipa is a very good experienced translator, so no problem. So, another point I wanted to mention.
Druga poanta koju sam htio spomenuti.
I would be very happy if on Tuesday you find time to visit our temple for an evening program.
Bio bih jako sretan kada biste vi u utorak našli nešto vremena da dođete u naš hram na večernji program.
Then we can associate a little bit more.
Onda se možemo još malo družiti.
And I want to show you this video from the Russian tour.
Želim vam pokazati taj video sa ruske turneje.
And finally I want to encourage you all on your own path of spiritual life.
I konačno želim vas sve ohrabriti na vašem vlastitom putu u duhovnom životu.
Be determined.
Budite odlučni.
And please think about this point of the impressions.
I molim vas razmislite o toj poanti tih otisaka.
Make spiritual impressions, very deep ones.
Činite duhovne otiske, vrlo duboke.
So that your river of the life.
I tako da se rijeka vašeg života
and the river of your thought
i vaših misli
can actually elevate you.
Tako da vas zapravo ona može uzdići.
So that you have a wonderful spiritual life.
Tako da imate divan duhovni život.
So, hvala lijepa. Hare Krishna.
Daj.
Thank you.